Anger is growing in Egypt over what many people consider a power grab by the ruling junta. Protesters have now gathered at Cairo's Liberation Square. This comes on the eve of announcement of the presidential vote winner. Protesters fear the junta will declare former Prime Minister Ahmed Shafik the winner of the vote. Israeli air attacks have killed at least five Palestinians, injuring many more in the past 24 hours. The surge in attacks has added to the hardships of the 1.5 million people living in Gaza, who have been under Israel's all-out siege since the year 2007. Syria's President Bashar al-Assad takes the next step in implementing his package of political reforms. Assad has issued a decree to form a new government. The Syrian reform plan is aimed at ending deadly unrest raging on for more than a year. Thousands have died in the violence. A report by the British daily The Guardian says Saudi Arabia is planning to pay armed groups fighting Syrian government forces. The Guardian says Turkey has agreed to the establishment of a command center in Istanbul to organize the supply of weapons to armed groups in Syria. Iran once again strongly condemns the crackdown on pro-democracy protests in Bahrain. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman Ramin Mehmandparast has asked the Manama regime to listen to its people's demands instead of suppressing them. The Bahraini regime has been cracking down on protests with the help of Saudi Arabia. Former American football coach Jerry Sandusky is convicted of 45 counts of child abuse. The court in Pennsylvania has found Sandusky guilty of molesting 10 boys over 15 years. The 68-year-old coach denies any wrongdoing, but he risks having to spend the rest of his life behind bars. A court in the U.S. finds a senior cleric guilty of covering up cases of child sex abuse by fellow priests. William Lynn is the first senior Vatican official in America to be convicted of such a charge. His conviction could lead to a jail sentence of up to 7 years. Deadly crash in Europe. A bus carrying Czech tourists in Croatia overturns on a highway. 8 passengers were killed and more than 40 others injured. The bus smashed through metal barriers in the middle of the highway and then overturned in the opposite lane.